Chapter 3. The Sepulchre in the Forest. I walked back to the mysterious road and followed it down towards the valley. Soon I arrived in the abandoned village. It was very cold there. There were a few old houses and some broken walls. There was a forest nearby with a lot of trees. I was very surprised because there were no leaves on the trees. It's springtime. Why haven't these trees got any leaves? I thought. This forest is very strange. Soon, snow began to fall and the wind was very cold. It was also becoming dark. I must find a place to hide from the storm, I thought. Maybe it will finish soon, and then I'll return to Munich. I walked around the village in the snow and the wind, but I couldn't find the houses anymore, and I couldn't see the road. I could hear wolves howling in the distance. I'm lost, I thought, and this is a terrible place. I went into the forest and looked for a place to shelter. Maybe there's an old house here, I thought. I saw a small broken wall and an open area behind it without any trees. I climbed over the wall and suddenly the storm stopped. Everything became silent. The clouds moved further away and the moon appeared. After a few minutes, the moon became brighter and I started looking around me. I saw a small building about 50 meters away, and I approached it. It was a marble sepulchre with a wooden door in the middle. Why is there a sepulchre in the middle of the forest? I thought, fascinated. This is very mysterious. I was beginning to feel a little nervous, but I approached the sepulchre and read the inscription on the door. Countess Dollingen of Graz, 1801, looked for death and finally found it. I was very frightened. Why am I here, in a cemetery, in an abandoned village? I thought, and tonight is Walpurgis night. The dead leave their graves and walk on the earth. Evil things come out and celebrate. Many people believe that. Why didn't I leave with Johann? I was stupid, not him.